Hi, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I like to do a commentary on day 28, and I'll read the passage. It's from Luke chapter 9, and it's verses 12 through the first part of verse 13, and it reads, "Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, 'Send the crowd away so that they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here.' He replied, 'You give them something to eat.'" At this morning's meeting, I had shared how I have observed that those who are celebrities and who do not have a faith, they do not know the Lord Jesus strongly enough to profess it, that others would know that they knew him. Some might know them, but maybe they are afraid to even profess it. But popularity without a firm grounding in Jesus Christ is a setup. Most people have a hard time dealing with success. They break into high anxiety, and they find out that they start acting out. Many I have found, even in secular recovery, they will trade addictions a lot of times, and sometimes I think that some of them might just give up on making wise food choices, to still be abstinent by the letter of the law in terms of the physical abstinence, but choosing things that are not helping them be a good witness to the program. In that, I remember even in one of the places where I used to go, people would have this snide remark of fat serenity. And so I realized that God wants me to be a light on the hill, and he has saved me so that I can bring the message of salvation to other people. And in order to do that well, I have to remember that my clear, clean, and committed abstinence is a vital part of this. I'm reminded of the verse in Luke chapter 6, verse 42. It says, "How can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me take that speck out of your eye,' when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." And I know personally it's so easy for me to see the shortcomings of others. And it is humbling for me to admit the shortcomings of myself. And so my flesh rails up to put up a blockade from doing anything of that nature. And that was why I was in the food big time too. As long as I was eating, I didn't really have to deal with a lot of other things, because that became my main focus. When am I going to stop this eating? And I'm grateful today to know that God has given me everything I need to be abstinent today, especially being a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. That his spirit lives in me, and from his word I have come to understand that when I was overeating, I was trying to serve two masters. The Bible says this in Matthew 6, 24 through 26, "No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other." And so if I kowtow to king food. At that very moment, I am not letting myself be in a position to be used with fervor for the things of the Lord. And so I, today, my reason for wanting to be abstinent is that I don't want to have anything that would interfere with my fellowship with the Lord. And so in this situation, it says, late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding village and countryside and find lodging, because we are in a remote place here. I'm no longer in a remote place at any time, because Jesus is with me. He's with me in his spirit. He's also in my mind and heart, as he has taught me how to hide his word in my heart. And so I want the clarity of my abstinence so that I can hear him, so that I can be one who is a true teacher of the word, because that gives me great pleasure. The truth is that the Lord himself is a teacher, and I'm just a conduit. I'm one who carries the message. And that's why I truly want to be in the Word, to be grounded in the Word. That's why I want to be abstinent, to meditate on the Word and His loving kindness of who I am, and to be able to show love by living out the truth in my relationship to others, teaching them to love Jesus and not pointing them to something that is not truth, not the real thing. The real thing is Jesus Christ found in his word, because the word is breathed by God, is God breathed. And I know what it's like to have a reasonable facsimile, because I was in secular recovery. And as I said this morning, if I did not know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, secular recovery would be the tops for me of what I can do in terms of getting some recovery. The guidelines that I learned there, they were good for me at that time. But the truth of the matter is that I know the Lord today. And I know better. I also know that because the words of the secular recovery are not God-breathed, they're going to have things that are not totally biblical in them. And so if I am one who is a child of the King, then my training must come from the King. It must come from His Word. And so my relationship in the 12-step rooms have actually changed, where my main purpose for staying there is in hopes of bringing others to a knowledge and a love of Jesus Christ by my behavior, especially my behavior with the food, to show them that because of the strength of my Lord Jesus Christ, I'm able to stay abstinent one day at a time, and to point them to the understanding too that my God brings both peace and healing, that I cannot find at any other place except in the heart of my Lord. And so my role in the rooms is to point others to the Lord. It's not to go there for relief and healing. I go to my Lord for relief and healing, and I go to the body of Christ for relief and healing, but I go to carry the message of Jesus Christ when he calls me to those rooms of recovery. And I'm grateful to know that today, and I'm grateful to have true food to give to anyone who is willing to listen. And again, that food comes from the Word, and I stay in the Word today so that I can be a true people helper. But I'm going to ask our shepherd, April